I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. '85 was a very good year for German composers. Within the space of a month, two of the greatest were born, Johann Sebastian Bach and Georg Friedrich Händel. Since Händel moved to England and spent two-thirds of his life there, he's better known by the English version of his name, George Frederick Handel. Handel came from the town of Halle. His father was a barber and a surgeon, which sounds like a strange combination today. But back then, those occupations went hand in hand. Even though Handel was very interested in music, his father didn't think that was a good way to earn a living, so he wanted his son to be a lawyer. The story goes that Handel smuggled a clavichord, a very quiet instrument, into the house so that he could practice in secret. And he became a very good keyboard player. One day, Handel tagged along when his father went to shave a duke. While his father was working, Handel sat down and played the organ in the duke's chapel. The duke was so impressed that he convinced Handel's father to let his son study music, and Handel finally got to learn how to compose. One of his favorite instruments to write for early on was the oboe. But Handel soon discovered that what he really loved was opera. In fact, he was so passionate about opera that he even fought a duel over it with one of his friends. Since Italy was the place to learn about opera, Handel went off to Italy to study. When he got home, he got a job as court composer for a German prince. Having landed such a wonderful job, Handel immediately asked his boss for time off. He wanted to go to England, where he'd heard that there weren't nearly enough composers to satisfy the British taste for Italian opera. After great success writing opera in London, Handel came back to Germany for a whole year before heading back to England. Then the fickle finger of fate played a funny trick on Handel and his boss. The Queen of England died, and it just so happened that the prince Handel worked for was next in line to the British throne. When he arrived in London as King George, there was Handel, his court composer from back in Germany. In addition to serving the king, Handel became one of the most successful opera composers of his time. And he didn't just write the operas, he also produced them and traveled all over Europe to hire the best singers. There are stories of battles with rival opera producers and of fights between rival singers. Handel apparently had quite a temper, too. When he got sick of one soprano's temper tantrums, he picked her up and threatened to throw her out the window. Eventually, the English fad for opera died down, but Handel didn't let that stop him from writing beautiful music for solo singers, chorus, and orchestra. He built a whole new career composing oratorios. An oratorio sounds a lot like an opera, except that it's based on text from the Bible, and it's not usually acted out with costumes and scenery the way an opera is. The most famous oratorio by Handel was first performed at a charity benefit in Dublin, Ireland, Handel's Messiah. If you ever go to London, look for Handel's grave in Westminster Abbey, where there's a wonderful monument to him. Of course, his music is a wonderful monument, too. Next week, the story behind Handel's water music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for more Classics for Kids.